Blog Talk Radio.
My mama told me to leave you alone. Papa told me the same thing too. My mama told me to leave you alone. Papa told me, you told me the same thing too. But I just wouldn't leave. So in love with you. You treated me so cruel, baby, and it made you feel so good to see me cry. And well, baby, it made you feel so good to see me cry. But I'm so weak for your love, baby. I took what's wrong enough to say goodbye.
Of Damon Network. This is the ONE Host Intern Show, and I'm your host, Jimmy Black. Welcome, welcome. Tonight, this is my debut, you know, intern show. So let's see how we're going to do this. Start off tonight's topic, we're going to talk about, I'm going deep. It's my first night. Secret societies. Secret societies. We're going to talk about what they do, what they don't do, what they might do, what I think they do. All right. So, we got a little story for you. First of all, case those of you who listen, who know me, those of you who don't, I make jewelry. I've been doing this for a couple years now, and, I'm decided to, you know, take it to the next level, you know, as far as more expensive materials, you know, gold, silver, stuff like that. So I was looking for backing at one time. So I'm on Facebook. I ain't gonna say no names, but I'm on Facebook and I see this young lady. She looks like she's doing pretty well. Nice posts, you know, she, on yachts and stuff like that, you know, getting on private jets and stuff like that. So it's crazy. So, but she didn't look like a, you know, like a sugar daddy, you know, type of girl, you know what I mean? She's very respectful, nice clothes, well-dressed. So I said, well, you know, let me, you know, drop her a little message or whatever. So give her a compliment, you know, didn't try to come at her, nothing like that. And told her I was a business guy, you know, had an opportunity for her, you know, if she was interested. So I made jewelry. She asked me to send her some pictures, so sent her a few pics. And she said, I want my sisters to see it. So, okay. Sisters, right? Cool. So, she sends me a number for WhatsApp. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. It's a, like an international app, international calling. You can call anybody around the world on WhatsApp. So, she gives me a number, tells me to send this person a message and wait for a response, right? So let me backtrack a little bit. I had talked to Ashley. Oh, I shouldn't have said her name. Anyway, I had talked to this young lady, and she asked me what I wanted to do, what my, you know, idea was. I said I was looking for a business partner and just basically some back end financially, you know what I mean? So that was my business proposal. So she gave me information, contacted this person, waited for a response, and got contacted by a person who I didn't expect. I was expecting a female. This guy contacted me. Strange gentleman. Strange. I don't want to get too deep into this, but I was offered an opportunity to make my business what I wanted my business to be. Well, everything, not just my business, my life, my future, family, everything. So I was listening, and it didn't sound right, but yet and still I was curious, you know, because like I said, I see this young lady in places she's at, and I'm like, well, you know, hey, why wouldn't I want some of that, right? Who wouldn't? And I was raised in church, just to put that out there. My father was a minister. My mom was a missionary. So, you know, certain things you learn growing up in church, even if you don't apply it to your adult life, you still remember it. They say raise a child in the way they should go, and when they go, they will not depart from it. So back to the story. So this guy promises me anything I want if I decide to make a pledge, per se. So, like I said, I was curious, and I started talking to him about it a little more in depth, and he had given me some information to summon the demon. Let's put it out there. Terrified me. Like I said, I was raised in church. I knew stuff like that was real, but to have someone actually spit it at me, you know, kind of blew my mind. Totally turned me off. Any curiosity that I had at that point was out the window. So he gave me instructions, gave me the name of the demon, just put it out there, and told me to make a chant and, you know, like a mantra, say his name over and over again, and it's supposed to take place at 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay. I suffer from insomnia, so I'm up at all times of the night anyway. So the first night, I happen to be asleep around 1:30, 2 o'clock. I woke up terrified. Oh, God, I missed the call. I didn't do what the guy said. I'm scared. I was already scared that he gave me this information. So the next night, about 1:30, you know, it's countdown. I'm getting nervous again. Now, because I don't know what this man knows, you understand? I don't know who he knows or what he knows. So I turn my phone off at 1:30 a.m. Turn it back on about 2:10. Wait for the man's call the next day. He didn't call me. Next night, I do the same thing. At that point, I decided not to be scared. I thought about my upbringing. I thought about how I was raised. And I thought about how I'm not supposed to fear the devil. So what I did was I deleted my WhatsApp account. And I just kind of let it go. You know, I had some sleepless nights, some guilt, you know, as far as that actually was, you know, curious enough about this thing to even talk to this man. So after that, I gave my life back to God. I haven't been to church in over 20 years. So I gave my life back to God. And through that, he gave me the strength not to fear the devil. So 3 or 4 days later, it's not even on my mind. I'm not thinking about it. You know, my phone rings and this guy calls me. His first title was Lord something. So that'll tell you this little creepy thing that we're dealing with. So he calls my phone, my number, not WhatsApp, because that was deleted. And I answer. And he hangs up. You know, you missed a call. I just missed the call. So I got nervous again. Then I said, no. I texted him. I said, I missed your call. 2 minutes. He didn't call me back. I texted him back with, I believe, more aggression. Call me back. He calls me. We speak. He says, hello, my child. Oh, I forgot to tell you one part, too. During this meeting, as I started to meet these people, they had a phrase called hail the light. Yeah, check that out. So anybody who tells you about a light or something to brighten your path, you might want to check into that. So he calls me, and I tell him, I don't want to be a part of this. He says, what do you mean? Don't you want to be famous? Don't you want your business to expand? Don't you want to be great? Don't you want to be happy? I says, yeah, everybody does. But I didn't sign up for this. I said, I was just looking for financial backing. I met a young lady. She told me about some other young ladies who I never got to meet. And I wound up talking to you. That's not how I was raised. It wasn't something that I wanted to do. But to put it out there, my message kind of is, my message definitely is, one of the devil's greatest lies is to have you think he's not real. I was invited onto website where I was able to see some of the things that I was trying to be introduced to, and it terrified me. But we're on the air now, live. Press 1 if you want to join the conversation. Got a little more to talk about. Number's 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. All right. So told the man I didn't want nothing to do with it. Explained to him it was basically a mistake. And it sparked my curiosity. Went down the wrong street. So all that to say is it was a blessing in disguise for me. It brought me back to God, and it showed me that the devil's not playing. We've all heard of secret societies. We've all heard of celebrities, what celebrities are in it, what celebrities aren't. I'm here to tell you, they all are. They all are. You can't be established. You can't be anything without these people backing you to any capacity. I'm nobody. And I was able to see things that the average person probably wouldn't be able to see. And they are making people rich just for a soul. Now, if you don't believe in souls, like that new movie, it's Disney, crazy. Probably talk about that later. But if you don't see your soul or feel your soul or think you have a soul, you might not think it's worth anything. But somebody does. And if they're willing to pay you for it, it must be real. And people have said for centuries that God is coming back. No, I'm going to be another one. Everyone says it. Everybody's time that they live through kind of dictates that, you know, because we have wars and tribulations all the time. So any person could say, you know, I think the time is nigh, but I think the time is nigh. I'm changing my ways. I'm getting right with God. I pray every day now. I was scared straight. If you ever seen that show? I thank God every day for opening my eyes to the things that I've seen. And so I just want somebody to call in, you know, if you have some input, or if you know somebody maybe who might be in a secret society, or you might be in a secret society, you might want to talk about it. Let me know. Call in. Like I said, the number is 516-453-9133. Dial in, press 1. Conversation. Next track, DJ. Oh, hit me up. Drop something.
Say you evil, $10 dinner, and you said thanks for the snack. I let you live in my tent house. You said it was just a shack. I gave you 7 children, and now you want to give them back. Yes, I'm
We are back. We are back. My name is Jimmy Black. I'm your intern host on the O&E Network. What's poppin'? So anyway, we got to see if we got any callers. If not, we can continue the convo. Are we going to keep it rolling? All right. So my question is, what would you do in that situation? Would you take the money and run? Because life is short. I think back to when I was in high school. Seemed like yesterday. You know? Once you hit your 20s, maybe 25, life starts to speed up. When you're little, you know, you can't wait to grow up. Once you grow up, it's like, wow, I'm here. All right. What do we do now? Then time starts to speed up. Like, my daughter's 14, so like she was just born yesterday. And to sell my soul. Look, I pay my debts. I don't like to borrow money from people. But I can't imagine having the end of my life come and knowing I have to pay someone my soul. Like, that's just a deep concept. It's a real thing. Life is short, people. Life is short. Be kind to one another, because he's coming. Open your eyes. See the signs. And also, I wanted to touch on something. This year has been really bad. Well, last year, excuse me, it's just stuck in my head. Last year was really bad. This year can be worse. Prepare yourself. So we got to see if we got any callers on the line. Brother O?
Yes, you do. You have one caller on the line right now at this time, of course, out of Lagos, Nigeria. Caller number one, you're on the line right now with Jimmy Black and the internship.
Jimmy Black, I love you more. This is Jerry Petito.
Hey, Jerry. What's up?
You know, listening to you profess Jesus Christ on the air for millions of people to hear, listen,
yes.
I love you more, man. I love you and respect you more. Your topic, you know, it's a very, very heavy topic.
Yeah, I was kind of nervous about doing it for my first show.
No, I think it was incredible for your first show. It's going to make you fly high, baby. But it's heavy. And I remember seeing, I don't remember what movie it was in, but they showed this one clip, and I'll never forget it. And it was an up-and-coming singer, actress, whatever, maybe an actor, I don't remember, coming out of like a show and being a little bum, smoking a cigarette, and a guy is leaning up against the wall, like with his knee, one knee up, you know, and his one leg stretched out, leaning up against the wall. And he like took his finger and was like, "Come here, man," that kind of thing. And the person goes up to him and whispers, you know, "Do you want to become really famous and, you know, a superstar?" And the person said, "Yeah." And he said, "All right, follow me." And, you know, I'll never forget that. And I always thought that people are either completely blindsided and just don't know the truth and don't believe in God. You cannot possibly, I don't care whether you're a Christian or not. I don't care about that. I mean, I care about that, but what I'm saying is, whether you're a Christian or not, you can't possibly believe in God at all to be able to say yes to that. I don't care what the price is.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
If someone told you you were going to die.
Okay. Ken? Jimmy, are you there? Brother O, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So if someone told me that I was going to die and what?
If someone told you would die on a certain day, January 29th, 2029, you would dread that day as it got closer.
See, but I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't personally.
No, I mean, like in an average situation, like you wouldn't want somebody to tell you when you were going to die. But just say if you knew the day that you would die, that your soul was going to hell. It's like it's a big difference. Some people would get scared just to know they would die a certain day. You understand what I'm saying? Like to tell someone that, they'd be like, oh, I mean, why would you tell me that, man? Now I'm going to, you know, I'm going to dread that day. But to know that not just die, but for somebody to say when you die, whenever that is, you're going to hell. So all these riches I give you, I wouldn't take a plane trip. I wouldn't fly. I would stay in the house. I would be so scared to go somewhere knowing that when I die, I'm going to hell. And no matter how much money I had, I would be paranoid. I wouldn't take a plane trip. I would drive. I wouldn't know what to do. I would. It's ridiculous. I wouldn't want it. Too much power.
But I don't think they believe that either. See, I don't think they believe in an afterlife if they don't believe in God either. Like, I can't imagine a person knowing, yes, I'm going to say yes to this, and that means when I die, I'm going to hell. They can't possibly believe it's real.
I don't know. It seems like the people who I was watching on this particular page I was on, a lot of them were young people. So young people have a different way of thinking. You know what I mean? Like, when you're young, okay, think about some celebrities, right? When they come out, they might, you know, do what they have to do to get that money. They sell their soul, whatever. They're partying, they're living a lifestyle. You notice as they get older, a lot of them change their ways. They slow down a lot. They start to become humanitarians. They want to, you know, start a nonprofit organization. When they didn't do that when they were younger, it's like now they want to try to make amends. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I took the money, I had my fun. Now it's like I really know what's coming soon. Let me try to be a good person on this planet.
Well, all right. Okay, I see that spec a little differently than you do.
Yeah.
Because I think the majority of people, regardless of whether they're actors or singers or performers who gave their life to so-called Satan, I believe we all, as we grow up, start changing. Like, I know me. Like, I feel like I've always been a good person. You know,
yeah.
I got it beat into me as a child, you know, from my parents, thank God. But I remember doing crazy things most of my young, even my young adult life. You know, I stopped doing drugs at 30. So
there you
I don't
go.
Think it's because of that so much. I think it's because that's just innate in all of us, that once we become older and we get more knowledge and we understand life better, that makes us turn and want to help people more and do things. And you know what I mean, Jim?
I don't know. I know people got old who just young, old, and mean. They grow up to be older, mean. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a lot of people who were young when they were mean when they were young, and grew up to be mean when they were older. Like, you know what I mean? Age doesn't always make you nicer.
Yeah, but
I just
that's just their personality.
Like,
they
the
didn't, but they didn't deal with their pain and hurts. That's a different thing than what you're saying about, like, giving your soul to the devil and then getting older and regretting it maybe. That's just a little different to me, I think.
Okay, I was thinking more like on the lines of Michael Jackson, Heal the World. When he was younger, he was just moonwalking. You understand? Jay-Z has a thing he's doing in Africa where he's trying to give them clean water. Oprah Winfrey
right.
opened schools in Africa, but they weren't doing these things when they were younger. Not that they didn't have the mentality. I just see it more so they see their life coming to an end, and they know what's coming sometimes. And maybe it's like, if I make a difference on this planet, I'm not an evil person. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Maybe. Listen, who knows,
I
right?
I bless the devil, but if I do good, I'm not really evil. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, who knows, right?
It's crazy. It's crazy, man.
It is.
So what do you think? Like, do you, like, grew up and I've had friends who whose families were, like, in the Masons, stuff like that, Eastern.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
What do you think about
those? You're cutting out on me, Jim. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Hi. Okay, I can hear you now.
Is that better?
Yes, yes.
Okay. What do you think about those groups? Did you hear the question?
Yes. Well, I didn't hear the question. You cut out on me. I heard you say you had some friends and family members in Masons, and I did as well. That's all I heard.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think about those groups? As a child, I would see the rings, the necklaces.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'd be a little curious, like, oh, he's a Mason. Oh, what's that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It would be like a mystery thing. But
okay.
Now I know more. What do you think about it?
Okay. So I'm going to say something that might shock people out there listening.
Yeah.
My feelings and my thoughts based on my beliefs. These are my beliefs, okay? I am a Christian. I grew up Catholic, and I had to leave the Catholic Church, and my family was fine with it. I became a born-again Christian. I gave my life to the Lord, and I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. To me, any other so-called religions and all that to me are cults.
Yeah.
Sorry, but that's my feeling.
That's how I feel about it. And even the Bible says beware of secret groups and
yep.
stuff like that.
Yep.
Hey, look, Jay, look, thank you for calling. It's been wonderful.
Great show.
Thank you very much, Jay. Thanks for calling. Be safe. God bless. All right, we're going to continue on with the show. We got any callers, Brother O? All right.
Not at this time. Continue your thesis right now. Not at this time. I'll let you know.
We're going to keep it moving. All right. So the next point I wanted to touch on, what do you have to do to be in these groups? What's required? Okay. I mean, you have to pledge not to speak on anything that you do in your meetings, I believe. That's just a weird concept to me. I like to talk anyway, so. But just to have something, a meeting that I can't discuss or so private that we can't discuss outside of the walls is a creepy thing to me. I don't like to be put in that position where I can't speak on something that might be on my mind, or if I see something that doesn't seem right to me, I can't ask questions. So that's something I probably would not want to be involved in at all. And like I said, getting back to the point, just to know what I have to do to be in those particular groups is just far beyond my understanding. But we are going to get into 2021 and what we see coming in 2021. Do we see the virus getting better or leaving, or this antidote or whatever they have, this fail-safe? We're going to see if that's going to have an impact on America or the world. But we're going to do this track right here with DJ Oladsky and get that out the way. Bring it, DJ.
Down, down, down.
All right, all right. We're back. We're back. We're going to change it up here. Next topic, we're going to talk about 2021 and what's on the horizon as far as the political situation. Let's all be happy that Donald Trump is leaving. Oh, who's having a Donald Trump party? Let me know. Because this is a beautiful thing. You know, the coronavirus is still here, but Donald Trump is gone. So that's a good thing. And I just want to know what y'all think about Biden and Harris. Me as a black man, I really don't think it's going to be much of a difference. You know what I'm saying? America is America. It is what it is. It wasn't cool when Obama was president. You know, it's just somebody sitting in his seat. They put these people there. It's not a choice. It really isn't. It's like if I tell you you're going to have peanut butter and jelly or Sloppy Joe's, it's a choice. But, you know, it's not your choice. It's the choices I gave you. So they put these people in these positions and we vote for them, you know. But they don't really work for us. So we're going to have a caller chime in, see what you think. Caller two.
Yes. How you doing, Mr. Jimmy Black? This is Mr. Dean Smith. Are you the one that used to play point guard for me back in the day?
How you doing, bro?
All right, man. All right. And anyway, welcome to the OME Dynasty. You covered a lot of different subjects, so let me handle it this way here. When it comes to what they're calling secret societies, one of the things I notice is in the state of confusion that a lot of people are, and this would go so far as 85% to 95% of the people worldwide.
Yeah.
And when most of the times, and trust me, you're talking to someone, I mean, you don't know me that well, but thankfully you will. My name is Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru. I'm also known as a traveling man, okay? And the only thing, let me clear that up right quick. That so-called secret, which ain't no secret at all, a traveling man is a person that's able to be mobile, to move around, an autodidact in my native tongue, okay? So a lot of these things that's done today are copies from what was done yesterday. And because a lot of the people who's controlling it today, can you hear me? A lot of times is what they have today is based on speculation. Right? And this is where Hollywood come in at. And then trust me, that phone call, the story that you gave is true and real. Because even I have been approached or attacked by the so-called other side. But here's the difference, and you're right. First of all, Mr. Jimmy Black, there's two different brotherhoods, okay? Now, there's a brotherhood that is based on riches and power and manipulation, and they get a thrill off of poverty, off of war, also, people at odds at each other. This is what they not only get high off, it's almost like an adrenaline rush. Right?
They start the war.
And then there's another brotherhood, sir. I didn't hear you.
No, I was saying they start the wars.
Exactly. And then there's another brotherhood, like when you look at the scriptures, such as the Order of Melchizedek and a lot of different things like that, right? And you can look that up. That's also in the scriptures, too, okay? And Melchizedek, which goes into a whole other section. This brotherhood is based on the real brotherly love for the Most High, or as the scriptures say, following the commandments, you know, the first of all commandments, or the most strictest one, is to love the Lord thy God with all your soul, your might, your spirit, and with all your power. And the next commandment, for those people who have studied and that's classified as Christians, you know, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, was quoted, and that was the question that was asked to him. Okay, what was the first or the most strictest out of all commandments? And he actually just quoted what I did. Love the Lord thy God with all your soul and your might. That's the first one. And then the second one, he mentions, and I, because the Lord and Savior was the mouthpiece. He was the incarnated of what was written in Scripture, right? So the next one was to love each other as I have loved you. Okay, so that's another brotherhood. And here's the crazy thing. Those of us who value our lives and who are into a brotherhood that's not based on money and manipulation and that type of power structure tends to be suffering at the hands of the first ones that I first described. Now, I want to say what you addressed about 2021. You know what's so unique about it? In this same society that we're talking about, had made the world to believe that Donald Trump is the bad guy. And then they're also made to believe that, what's the name, Camilla, Kamala, whatever, and Biden are the so-called good guys, right? So if you're not careful, a wicked game has been played, and here's the key, by both sides, because this society is good at playing us against each other.
Hold on, listen, and just I'm glad that you said that. Just the whole good guy, bad guy thing is childish. If you think of it, that's cowboys, Indians bullshit. Excuse the custom. But it's so stupid because there is no good guy, bad guy. And if it is, they always make America the good guy. Whoever else is the bad guy, that's just how we do it in this country. So cops are good guys, black guys, bad guys. You know what I'm saying? Like it's either black or white, but it's not like that. You understand what I'm saying? People give you that impression that it's just so easy, but it's not. You understand? All cops aren't good. All criminals aren't bad, believe it or not. Some people break laws. You understand what I'm saying? But they aren't criminals. You understand what I'm saying? There are people who are cops who are cops, but they don't uphold the law. We're going to get into this next track with DJ Olad Ski.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Everything when I say in my house goes to me.
All right, all right. We're back with Jimmy Black and O&E Network. Tell you last couple of thoughts I got real quick. People, just because it's 2021, don't get your hopes up. I don't mean to sound discouraging, but I think it's got a lot more work to do. You know, the year is over. We got a fresh one. Hope for the best, but expect the worst. We're going to get to Ngozi time, see what he got to say.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Jimmy Black for his internship tonight. This young man was brave tonight. Okay, and that's what real journalism is all about. Telling your truth, not being afraid to do it. You know, freedom of speech, freedom of press, you know, being tactful. And he definitely was that tonight, and I really appreciate our new intern to O&E Dynasty. And, of course, tomorrow night we'll come right back on these O&E stations. But for a young man who's an ambassador, he helped me out last night with my show, Dynamics Soul Review. Thank you so much to Mr. Y-Jet Mental Hotep L. And his show, A&M University, tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to O&E, which is Oladele and Goes the Enterprise, and reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Ngozi Primetime on at Damon.com. We're in Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele and Ngozi at Pinterest and Google+. Oladele Malay, we're in Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page. The O&E Intern Host Show, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Oh, the day late. That is goes with my at gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's fan producer, Oladele Malay Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And of course, now for the next 1 minute and 50 seconds, you have Jimmy Black. Jimmy, take us home.
All right. Yeah, so pretty much I just want to thank everybody who called in. It's my first night freestyling, so it's just something that was on my mind. I had to speak on it, so Brother O told me to speak on it. Just here, I hope you guys appreciated me. Just want to say I loved it, and I got a lot more topics to bring out, a lot more guests to talk to. That's pretty much it.